And here to help us shed some more light on that, we bring in Joellen Podol with Connecting for Kids. Joellen, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I am doing well, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's dive right in. Next Wednesday, June 3rd. And we've got to do a lot of things virtually these days, and the Lorain County Resource Fair is certainly no different. So what are some of the basic details? I know you guys will get going at 6:30. What's this event all about?
Correct. So this event is in replace of what was the Lorain County Resource Fair that was supposed to take place back in March. You and I had talked back then, along with Julie Blair from Leadership Lorain County. Unfortunately, we had to cancel that due to the COVID-19. And so in replace of it, we came up with the Connecting for Kids Summer 2020 Virtual Resource Fair. And so what this is it is a chance for parents or family members who have a child who is struggling, whether it's academically, socially, emotionally, to have 2 hours where there will be over 100 professionals together in a Facebook group who can answer those answer questions for the families, help them find the resources they need to help their child through the summer. You know, we deal with summer slide every year, where students lose a little bit of what they gain throughout their classroom throughout the school year. This year, the anticipation is it's going to be even bigger, and we want to help families combat that as soon as they can.
So you had talked about a couple of different things that are going to be available at this virtual session next week. What kinds of therapy programs are available in the virtual sense next week?
So in the virtual sense, we'll have representatives who cover physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, along with mental health therapy, tutoring, virtual social skills groups, different virtual academic groups, who can truly dive in there, and whatever your child is struggling with, there'll be someone in that group who'll be like, oh, wait, I can help with that. And the group from 6:30 to 8:30 on June 3rd will, like I said, be live, where there'll be professionals in the group being able to answer the questions. It'll be set up very much like a resource fair. Each organization has their own virtual table. And in the comment section of that is like what it would be they would lay out on their table. They'll have their pamphlets and the brochures of what they have available for the summer. The one thing that we do know, the only thing I think that we do truly know about the summer, is there will be changes throughout the summer. You know, we never know when the governor is going to say what's going to happen next. Either things are closing or things are opening. And so the unique thing about this is, well, there will be professionals in the group from 6:30 to 8:30 on June 3rd. The group will actually be kept open through September 3rd. That way the professionals can update and say, hey, wait, we're having a summer camp that we didn't think we could have. Or, oh, sorry, the summer camp has to stop. And the families can go in and ask questions all summer long as well as changes take place.
And I think we're all very used to change at this point. Seems like we've had to do nothing but adapt over the last couple of months here. And I know that you guys have so many different providers who are associated with this event. What can you tell us about these providers?
Well, as you mentioned, there's quite a variety of providers. What we did is actually we combined our Lorain County Resource Fair with our meet and greet that was supposed to take place in Rocky River in April. And so we went from having over 80 vendors, 80 professionals that were going to be at the Lorain County Resource Fair, to having over 100 unique places for the virtual resource fair. And what's great is most of these places are offering some sort of virtual assistance throughout the summer. Some of them are now offering in-person sessions as well, whether that's therapy sessions, physical, occupational, speech, mental health, or some camps are even starting to be able to figure out how to open for the summer. And this is just that one-stop virtual place to be able to talk to all these different people when, you know, we're supposed to be keeping being socially distant and having small groups. This will be a large group virtually where parents and families can talk about what their child needs and what they're struggling with. and get that information to be able to help them. Another unique thing is we realize the majority of this is taking place on Facebook. Parents can join the group. It's facebook.com/groups/VRF2020. They can request any time, starting right now, to join. They'll be let in at 6:30 on June 3rd. We understand that not every family has Facebook, however. So if they go to our website at www.connectingforkids.org, there is a link to our virtual resource fair event directory. And that also has all of the vendors that are going to be in the Facebook group listed by what they offer. So whether it's ABA therapy or tutoring or alternative schools, childcare, they're all listed in there by order. And so that way families can also go on there or call one of our family resource specialists and talk one-on-one and get direction that way of where the resources that they need would be.
We are being joined on the hotline by Joellen Podal with Connecting for Kids, talking about the Lorain County Virtual Resource Fair, which takes place 1 week from today on June 3rd. And you alluded to this a little bit earlier, talking about how this is something that certainly will have a lot of information that will be available all summer long since it's being done virtually. And I want to give you a chance to kind of hit on that at least one more time, too, because I think that's important to note that, you know, the beauty of doing things virtually is it sometimes gives things a bit of a longer shelf life. And I think that's certainly the case here because there's information that's readily available and it's not just a one-time thing. Again, I know you guys are keeping this page open, I believe, until September 3rd. Is that right?
That is correct. And that was exactly one of the things that we had the realization, you know, we were very disappointed when we had to cancel the Lorain County Resource Fair. And then when we realized, you know, had we actually had it, it was supposed to be March 12th. When the governor shut everything down on March 13th, we would have, all of the information we would have provided families would have been outdated, or the majority of it, the very next day. And when we decided to switch to a virtual resource fair, we wanted to make sure that wouldn't happen, because as we mentioned, the one thing we know for sure is there will be changes. So that's why we decided to keep it open all summer. And families, if they cannot make it on June 3rd, that evening ends up being some beautiful evening where everyone's enjoying their backyard. They can come back in throughout the summer and peruse it and see what they missed and who they want to learn more about.
And I think one of the things that really stands out, too, in taking a look at what you guys have already created in about a 2 or 3 minute video explaining how to go about being a part of this virtual resource fair, I think it's the ease in trying to find exactly what it is you're looking for. And you've talked a lot about the therapy programs that are available, the providers that are available too. You guys have really made things very simple. And I think just by doing a simple search, you can find exactly what you're looking for. And it almost kind of seems like everything is readily available at your fingertips, and this virtual resource fair, maybe not what you guys had in mind back in March when we talked, but it seems like this has really opened the doors for you guys to do a lot of different things.
You're definitely right, Andy. And this was the nice part about it is, as you mentioned, you can easily search. So when you're in the Facebook group, over on the left-hand side, there's a little search button, and you can type in whatever it is that you're looking for, whether it's ABA therapy, if it's summer camp, if it's social skills, if it's a counselor, if it's whatever it is. If you pop that in, everyone who's in the group will pop up. And then you can look. We actually have it labeled by location. So say you live in Lorain, and you're looking for someone who's close by or who would be willing to do virtual visits. We have that all listed out. So that way you can then, once you have, say it's a counselor you're looking for, you have the list of counselors, and then you can say, oh, I want one in Lorain, and you can see which ones are available there. Or I would like to just do virtual visits. You can see who offers those. So we really have it broken down. We tried to make it as user-friendly for both the families and the professionals as we could possibly make it. And I'm really excited about what it's going to be. We've already had a great response. We just open the group this week to allow families to start requesting to join. And as I mentioned, they'll be let in on June 3rd, and we're already over 140 families. So we know that the need is out there. And those are all Northeast Ohio families that we're trying to help. And it's truly for those families who have a child who's struggling. We are not having just your typical child summer camp or sports events or things like that, but it's for those kiddos who may have some anxiety, might have something going on, their academics aren't where the parent feels that they should be. Something like that is the parents who would want to join the virtual resource fair.
Sounds like a lot of great resources at your fingertips if you're able to be a part of this. Joellen, before we let you go, one last time, can you throw those links out there as well and maybe the website one more time so our listeners who have interest in being a part of this can get more information?
I certainly will. So our Facebook group is at facebook.com/groups/V as in Victor, RF 2020. Our website is connectingforkids.org. And then one more important thing to throw out there is if a family, as I mentioned, is not on Facebook and they are looking for some help, they can always call or text one of our family resource specialists. Their phone number is 440-570-5908. Or if they're looking for assistance and Spanish is their first language versus English, we do have a bilingual family resource specialist, and her number is 440-907-9130.
Very, very good. Well, Joellen, as always, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we certainly hope that you guys continue to get big numbers and a nice turnout for that Lorain County Resource Fair next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much, Andy. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Joellen. Great talking to you as well. That's Joellen Podel with Connecting for Kids talking about next week's Lorain County Virtual